I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Artifact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on particular objects, ideas, and moments in time. Chances are you've probably swung a broom handle at a piñata before. You know how this works. A brightly colored papier-mâché, pottery, paper cardboard, or cloth container is stuffed full of candy or other treats and raised and lowered by a rope as a blindfolded contestant takes whacks at it. After a few hysterical misses and punishing hits, the container bursts and spills these treats on the ground to be snatched up by eager hands. It's an activity and craft strongly linked with Mexican customs, and is also so widely spread that it's easy to just take for granted. I know I did till I visited the Piñatas exhibit at the Mingay International Museum in San Diego, California. Running through April 30th, 2023, the exhibit celebrates piñatas as both a traditional craft and a form of contemporary art, sometimes aimed at social and political commentary. It was really an eye-opening exhibit for me into both the material culture and the cutting humor of piñatas. And artists are continuing to do a lot with this medium today. Another area I'd never personally explored is the origin of the piñata, a topic that the exhibit acknowledges is somewhat understudied. It cites a 2018 paper by Yong Chin, published in the Fudan Journal of Humanities and Social Sciences, titled, From the Dachinu to the Piñata, Tracing the Alleged Chinese Origin of a Mexican Tradition. In the paper, Chin explores the possible connections between the Chinese tradition surrounding the Dachinu, or beating or lashing of the spring cattle, and the Mexican piñata tradition. The Dachinu is an old springtime ritual in which a large clay statue of an ox is filled with seeds and then shattered by the emperor or an imperial representative, scattering its contents on the ground. The ritual performance is still practiced in China today. The hypothesis, then, is that this practice may have spread from China to Italy via the Silk Road and/or the travels of Marco Polo during the 13th and 14th centuries. The name piñata may be derived from pigna, a clay pot in the shape of a pine cone in Italian traditions. Around this time, Italian Lenten customs sometimes entailed the shattering of small, simple clay vessels filled with fruits or sweets. So it is then proposed that this practice spread to the Americas in the 16th century via Catholic Spanish missionaries, who used the practice as both a Catholic religious celebration and an indoctrination tool for indigenous peoples. Now, obviously, this is the sort of practice that would just be inherently fun, as this sort of ritual transcends language and beliefs, at least in just the basic practice of shattering something, breaking something, and finding a reward within. But it may also have found a foothold in indigenous practices due to pre-contact rituals of shattering clay pots in devotion to the Aztec solar deity Huitzilopochtli. Now, that's a long journey across multiple continents and cultures, so the question remains, is it possibly true? Well, Chin contends that we might tentatively attribute the origins of the piñata to Chinese customs, but that there's insignificant evidence to make any definitive conclusions. So, whatever the piñata's origins, Chinese, Italian, Spanish, Aztec, or some mixture of them all, the piñata has become cemented as a distinctly Mexican and Latin American tradition with broad international appeal. Tune in for additional episodes of The Artifact or The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.